following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
What's up, Refuge Family? Welcome back to another Refuge Daily. Super glad to be on here with you guys today. If you don't know who I am, my name's Noah. I'm the junior high pastor here at Refuge, and I'm super stoked to be sharing and continuing sharing what I've been going through with my junior hires with you guys. We've been going through a series called Stretch. And Stretch, the whole message or the point to get across are the different ways we can stretch and grow our faith as believers. Not only the different ways, but what's our role that we play in the growing and the stretching of our faith as we walk with Christ? And what's God's role in that? What is the interaction between us? What does the Bible say about that? So we've been kind of going through different kind of pillars and foundations of ways that we can kind of step up to the plate and stretch our faith. Last time I was on here, I talked about how we can stretch our faith by starting something new. Good habits, good spiritual habits, and reading the Bible, praying daily, loving one another, especially loving our enemies, kind of going through those truths that really allow us to produce fruit, to walk with the Lord in that way faithfully, and to really have it show and be evident in our day-to-day walk. But this last point that I went over with my junior hires was kind of a unique one, which was really fun for them because it's not something you necessarily focus on. But the big idea was you can stretch your faith by letting something go. What would we want to let go? Well, for one, we want to let go of our bad habits. And in faith-wise, our spiritual bad habits, the sin, the habitual actions that we get caught in, learning how to let those things go, but then also what's the next step after confessing a sin? What do we grab onto? Because when you let something go, you kind of have these free hands and you're able to grab onto something else. So what does that kind of mean? What am I kind of saying here? Well, the first thing I did with the junior hires was, let's think about some bad habits we have, just some real general ones, whether it's biting your nails, daydreaming, checking your phone notifications nonstop, playing video games for hours on time. Not listening to your parents, more of a deeper one, but like, what are the bad habits you had? And got a vast variety of bad habits. And we all kind of talked about our personal stories on when we had a bad habit, what was the process we went through to break that bad habit or to stop that bad habit? And so it was that sort of process of getting them and myself even at times to understand, hey, you know, biting your nails, constantly looking at your phone, bad habits, but they might not have the impact on your spiritual health like some other bad habits do. As a matter of fact, some bad habits can prevent our faith from growing and really stop that stretching that we kind of need as believers. And so if we're going to stretch, I asked them all, we could start by stretching our honesty. We all kind of participated in the conversation. Have we ever been stuck in those times of where we had those spiritual bad habits that stopped and stunted our faith? And I kind of went through a laundry list of if you've ever held a grudge against somebody. Maybe there's someone you can't stand. Maybe you've struggled to forgive someone. Maybe you've struggled to ask for forgiveness. Maybe you have done things to hurt others or yourself and can't seem to stop yourself. Maybe you really put God on the back burner and you really kind of deny your spiritual daily growth with him from time to time. And the Bible uses the word sin to talk about the bad habits that harm us spiritually. And it reminds us that we're all prone to mistakes and failures. So there's really, we all have room to grow. That's kind of the reason that I was bringing this up of like, we have these general habits that necessarily don't impact our spiritual faith. But then on the other side, we have these other things that we consistently fall into. Sin, we consistently fall into sin, and that has a serious impact on us. And not only that, we can continue to get caught in the rotation, the cycle of doing it over and over and over again, and we can't break out of that. Or sometimes we might break out of that for like a week or so, but then we fall back into it. And why does that happen? So I've already talked about in the past and how we can stretch our faith by making a commitment or starting a new habit. But what I wanted to explore with the junior hires was how can we stretch our faith by letting something go? And so in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, that's where we're going to be. But we, as the junior high group, have been looking at a letter written by a guy named Paul. Paul, fantastic guy. Paul wrote a letter to the Christians who lived in Rome 2,000 years ago, call it Romans. And he wrote about how we find salvation through Jesus and how God's salvation impacts not just our eternities, but our everyday lives too. So I'm going to read Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, because this has been the pivotal sort of foundation to this whole series of Stretch, really focusing and honing in on the word transform. So Romans 12, verses 1 through 2 says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." So in that passage, transformation, said hone in on the word transformation. That's the goal. That's what Paul said. Following Jesus isn't just a prayer we pray once and forget about it. Stretching and growing our faith goes hand in hand with life change. Our attitudes change. Our habits change. And as followers of Jesus, Paul said we shouldn't look or act like everyone else because God should be transforming us from the inside out. And only God can transform us. And that's really important. But there are some things that we can do that make it easier for God's transformation to take place. So when we read in Romans 12, 16 through 21, there's a whole list of a bunch of new habits Paul said that we can start as believers, habits that help us love other people, that will help our faith grow. And so Paul says that these things stretch our faith. And in Romans 12, 16 through 21, I'm going to go ahead and read that. Actually, I might have to pull it up here. It says, "Live in harmony." This is verse 16. "Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone." Verse 18, "If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, 'It is mine to avenge, I will repay,' says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head." "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." So Paul, in this passage, gives us a pretty extensive list in these verses of some things that we need to let go of in order to grow our faith. So he said to let go of being proud, to let go of being know-it-alls, holding grudges, to let go of looking for revenge or letting sin control us. And this list is a long list of don'ts in this part of Paul's letter. And depending on your personality or the way you approach things, these don'ts might affect you differently. Maybe you like being told what not to do because it gives you clear directions. I know I was kind of like that for a large portion of my life. Or maybe you immediately want to rebel because you don't like being told what to do. I'm that kind of related with a lot of the junior hires and their mentalities. Or maybe you feel ashamed or hopeless because you're not sure how to stop doing some of these things that Paul said not to do. So the problem is with a long list of don'ts is that it can leave us feeling sort of lost. And it's like we've been fighting this battle against sin for so long and we just get another list of like, don't do this, don't do that. It's like, I understand that, but I'm doing it. So how do I get out? So you feel lost. And when we're told all the ways we shouldn't talk, react, or treat people, it might leave us wondering, well, then what should I do? How should I respond when I'm hungry, angry, or frustrated, and I don't want sin to control me, but how do I stop? There's a scene in the movie Gravity, if you don't know what that movie is. It's about Dr. Ryan Stone is the main character. She's an astronaut on a spacewalk in the Earth's orbit when suddenly a satellite she's repairing is hit by debris. And a piece of the satellite is knocked loose and sent spinning into space with her still attached to it. It was a really stressful movie. And her partner the entire time frantically tells her to let go or she'll be launched deep into space and not be able to be rescued. And it's terrifying. But she finally lets go. If she wanted to survive, she had to let go of the thing that was sending her spiraling into space. But when she finally let go, she realized letting go was only the first step. Because after she let go, she was desperate to find something else to hang on to. It's the same deal with us. I've had a lot of bad habits where dishonesty was one I shared in my testimony a couple weeks back. Dishonesty was one of the things that plagued my life. I was a chronological liar. Never to hurt anybody, never did anything that would cause serious damage. It only really hurt myself. but just trying to look better in the eyes of people, trying to be that, you know, the center of attention in a room. And that was by, just expanding the truth a little bit and making it look a little bit cooler. But that was a hard, hard habit to break. And in the process of me breaking that habit and letting go of dishonesty, it didn't stop when I let go of dishonesty. What had to happen was I had to grab hold of honesty instead, kind of grab the opposite good foundational truth of what the thing I was struggling with. I went from dishonesty, letting go of that, and grabbing onto something else that was so much more secure, pure, truthful, and healthy for me spiritually. And I've had to deal with a lot of bad habits, not just this dishonesty, but they all taught me this important lesson about faith. If you want to grow, you have to let go of what's pulling you away from God so you can grab onto something that will bring you closer to Him instead. Letting go and grabbing onto something else. With that in mind, let's look back at that passage in Romans that we just read, because I think Paul understood this well. You see, Paul didn't only give us a list of don'ts, but with every don't, there is a list of do's, something that we could do instead of those don'ts. Every time Paul said, let go of being proud, in its place, Paul said, grab onto humility, being know-it-alls, compassion, holding grudges. Well, what about integrity? Looking for revenge. What about being a peacemaker, being peacemaking, letting sin control us, or goodness? So there's this process of when we let go because we know it's wrong, we can hold on to something else and pursue that instead. And it gives us a lot more motivation, gives us a lot more comfort and peace. And it helps us every day to day with our spiritual faith with the Lord. It's that stretching. This is a part of that stretching. Paul wrote this letter because he wanted us to see, his fellow Jesus followers, to grab onto what God wanted them what God wanted for them. But before they could do that, he knew that they needed to let go of the harmful things that they were already hanging on to. And letting go of our bad habits, I will say, is not easy. It's a really difficult stretch. And that's what I told the junior hires. Because on our own, we're not good at choosing to do what's good, right, helpful, or Christ-like. That's our sin nature really gets in the way of that. So that's really awesome because we're not alone. If you know Jesus, this isn't a battle you need to fight on your own. God's Spirit lives within you and gives you the power to let go of the habits and behaviors that are holding you back so you can grab onto something new. And through Jesus, you can be transformed. So if you want to see your faith stretch and grow stronger, the good news is that is so available to you, no matter the life circumstance you're in. And like our astronaut friend, Dr. Stone, let go. Detach from the habits that are pulling you away from God so you can grab onto the new habits that will pull you close again. And it's never too late. Don't think you're running out of time or like no one's going to accept me if I, you know, confess this and try and heal like I'm already so deep. That's not truth. That's not grace. And that's not Jesus. You can stretch your faith by letting something go. So in the day-to-day, if you're walking with the Lord and you feel like you keep getting stuck in these bad habits, don't worry. Just in that stretching, let go, and then really focus on those things that you can hold on to. We did an activity with the junior hires that I thought was one of my favorite activities that we've ever done. But we had them grab either a rubber band or a piece of paper, or something that they could keep with them. And they wrote down something they were holding on to that wasn't good, something they wanted to let go of. So in my instance, it would have been dishonesty. And then below it, they wrote the thing that they're now going to try to hold on to. And so truthfulness or honesty. And so they have that reminder with them, that visual reminder. They can see whether it's a rubber band on their wrist or a card in their pocket. When they see that, it's a visual reminder of the transformation you want to see in your faith and your spiritual life with the Lord. And it's an invitation to the people you trust also to help you continue to grow, stretch, and become more like Jesus. And I encourage the students, as leaders, we encourage the students, if you have a best friend, be accountable with that friend. Share with that friend what you're trying to transform, what you're trying to let go of, what you're trying to build as a healthy spiritual habit, and allow them to keep you accountable. That is such an amazing tool we have as believers. But with that, guys, that's it on the stretch series for today, that truth of you can grow your faith by letting something go. and taking hold of that thing that will bring you closer to the Lord. Really hope this was encouraging to you guys as it was encouraging to me and my students. Praying for all of you. Super blessed that you guys are here watching. But have a blessed Thursday.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.